How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Woo!
What's up, people? I'm taking Kathleen's place. I got my breakfast, and I'm ready to mukbang with
Damn.
You guys.
Where did you get that from?
This is from Einstein Bagels. I got a cinnamon sugar bagel with the plain schmear.
Okay, you see, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about. I don't like when you make my...
The fuck? What did I do?
I don't like when you make my salty shit sweet. Why the fuck would I want to eat cream cheese on a cinnamon bagel?
Have you ever had fucking cheesecake before?
Oh yeah, actually I love that. I love cheesecake. Maybe I would love a cinnamon
bagel.
Oh my god,
with cream cheese, you freaking psychopath. In our weird food combos, you like to dip Fruit Loops in cream cheese.
That's different.
That's actually, yeah, it's different, like it's worse.
I can't picture cinnamon sugar bagel with like cream cheese. I don't know, I probably would fuck
allow
that
me
up.
To help you picture it. It's right here.
It does look rather good. I am a little bit of an Einstein bagel hater though.
Oh my god. Why?
I don't love it. I don't think it's as good as everybody says it is.
Okay, it's not like amazing, but it's pretty good. I do think they're like trying to be New Yorkin with the whole shmia thing. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when you go to Zaxby's and it's like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like, can I get a salad? No. Can I have a fucking salad? Like, why do I have to say like
nobody
a salad with dressing?
Orders a salad.
That literally it's called salads in Zaxby's.
I don't even know what Zaxby's is. I've never been there. I don't know.
Oh my god,
about that.
Is that a Georgia thing? No, I don't think so.
I don't think this is Zaxby's in Miami.
One time, a lady in my local Facebook group said that she saw an employee from the Zaxby's I go to scratching their ass.
Oh my god.
And asked me if I still go there. Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow. I mean, are they scratching their ass outside of the jeans? Because then, okay.
No, it was inside.
Then that's diabolical. And the fact that you're even going there is crazy.
I eat salads. Like, they don't touch those.
You eat the salads.
I love their salads.
Oh, my God. I need to try it. Wait, is it like a salad place? Have you ever been to Just Salad?
No, it's a chicken place.
Have you been there? Oh, and you have a fucking salad?
Their salads are delicious.
Ugh, gosh.
It is. I get it with the fried
I'm
chicken.
I'm only ordering a salad
their
if it's
Asian
like a salad
Asian
sensation place.
Salad instead of sensation. Can I get an Asian sensation salad, please? It's like, you're fucking with me right now. Like, why do I have to order that?
That bagel does look really good. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
So good. The top is significantly better than the bottom. The bottom is just like a plain bagel. And I normally eat the bottom first so I can enjoy the top. And I did it backwards now and I ruined everything.
Why even eat the bottom?
Because I'm hungry.
No, I mean, like, in general. Why don't you just put, like, two tops?
Oh, no, for real. But then what do you do with all the bottoms? Mm-hmm.
You know, give
feed
them
to chickens
like
or something?
Yeah, you know, give them to, like, you know, your dogs and stuff.
Should I get chickens?
No.
Why?
You want chickens?
The side of my house is ripe for chickening. It's, like, perfect for them to free range around.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I cannot picture you just,
I know.
Herding and watering your chickens.
You don't water chickens, I don't think.
You water pigs.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm thinking, though. Okay. Automatic door. Right? To let them out. Automatic food stuff. They have to make that, right?
You mean like a door that they walk up to and it opens by itself?
No, not like a fucking motion sensor, like a store. It's like a timed thing. Like it opens and closes at a certain time of day. Like it opens in the morning, closes after sunset.
Oh, you can totally do that. Come on.
Now then, I think once every so often, you have to clean out all of the fucking like hay or whatever the fuck goes in there, the wood chips.
And we know Joe would do that happily.
No, he would not. He already has to do it for his chickens. He would kill himself if I make him do it for my chickens. I think Nassim will do that. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Nassim loves that nature-y stuff. But yeah. I think it does require you to be outside a lot. And I know you don't love doing that.
You don't even know me. I stay on my backyard, like a little rocking chair thing. I go out there to enjoy my coffee. I go out there to have meals. Come on.
Oh, my God. That's so beautiful. You see, like, this new place has, like, made you want to experience the outdoors.
It has.
That's amazing.
It has.
And it's going to be good for your mental health. Like, all jokes aside, it's going to be good for your mental health.
It's given me immense allergies that I'm going to tell myself are allergies and not mold inhalation. But genuinely,
I thought you were
going
to say peace. Immense peace.
No. Allergies.
Oh, yeah, guys. Jessie keeps coughing and she thinks, as you know from last episode, did we say that on Patreon?
We said it on Patreon.
She thinks she has a mold cough.
Okay, guys. Hear me out. From the moment I moved into this house, I've been coughing. Big balls of phlegm coming out. And I'm like, uh-oh. My kids granted, are actually, like, Amelie's coughing. Noah had a fever like 3 days ago. So, like, I think there is a sickness happening in our family as well.
Yeah. Are you sure you guys are just not getting sick?
Like, yeah, but like, why would we get sick right when we move in? That's weird.
I told you this on the Patreon. Like, it's all the stress and it's all the crazy stuff from moving.
That I just shook off of me. Like, this is so gross. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
You know, like, the amount of stress and like that'll put a toll on somebody. And so something happened. And so you guys all got sick. Plus, your kids go to school. It's like infested with sicknesses over there. If anything, there's mold over there.
Yeah. Demi, on her way home from school, was like, why do people throw trash on the side of the road? I was like, because they're mean and they don't care about our environment, period. And then she was like,
yeah,
the animals are going to eat it and throw up. And then we got to put wood chips on it. And I said, what did you just say?
Wait.
She's like, yeah, when somebody throws up, we got to throw wood chips on it. And I said, where did you learn that? She goes, a kid in my school threw up. They put wood chips on it. I'm like, oh no, is there a bug going around your school again? Because there was. And I kept her out of school for a week before Disney.
I'm very confused. What happened to a mop?
I think it was outdoors. I think it was an outdoor vomit situation. And I think the wood chips is mulch, if I had to guess.
Okay, yeah. Wait, so they just throw mulch on vomit. That's super disgusting.
Yeah, that actually is really disgusting.
Maybe they hose it down and then put a little mulch.
Right. Yeah.
I would hope so.
Maybe she made it up. I doubt it.
No, I believe
her. I doubt it. Like, literally, why would she make that up? That's crazy. I can't even eat the bottom of this. It's so disgusting and plain in comparison to my fantabulous top with cinnamon sugar. So I'm done.
Okay, you see, guys, if Einstein Bagels was actually a good bagel place, you think that would be experienced this? Like, you're just gonna give away half your bagel because it sucks? Yeah, how about Einstein Bagel sucks?
I think that bagel companies need to get into top and bottom coating, you know what I mean?
They really should.
Let's flavor it all around. Let's try that.
Yeah. I'm gonna say something controversial, like, oh, I don't think bagels are that great.
Oh.
Like, everybody, you know, like, everybody's fascination, like Michelle, for example, like, loves a New York bagel. Like, she goes to New York and she's like, I need a bagel sandwich immediately, a breakfast bagel sandwich. Like, she needs that.
Bagels are fine. They're arguably one of my, like, bottom two, like, pathways of bread into my mouth. You know what I mean? Like,
right?
Like, if I have to think of bread and, like, how I enjoy it in my mouth, it's definitely down there.
It's especially when you're eating it in a sandwich form. Like, I'm talking about cream cheese. Bagel and cream cheese really are a match made in heaven. Slather that shit all over. And let me bagel, just eat my cream bagel with jelly. Cream cheese.
Yum. I love it.
Okay, so yes. So yum. Those, like, you know, spreads. Once you start turning the bagel into a sandwich.
No. And like, I'm sorry, but everything
whole sandwich
bagels,
with a hole in the middle.
I don't like everything bagels.
With a hole in the middle. I do love everything
it's
bagels.
It's like, it tastes like cream cheese? Literally, like, just raw dogging. Like, you know what you, like, coat margaritas with? Like, the salt, like, the crunchy salt. Like, it just tastes so, like gravel or something. Like, it's too many seasonings.
Yeah, it kind of tastes like bird food.
Yeah.
Not tastes like bird food. It feels like bird food texture.
Yeah, I can't with the texture of everything bagel. And it's just, like, onion, garlic. I'm like, oh, so, like, oh,
I love it, though. Oh, my God. I love onion and I love garlic.
I respect that.
I could eat garlic like this.
So can my dad.
I swear to you. Oh. As we know, yeah. But I can't do that every day, 4 times a day, 12 in a row, like your dad. But no. I can eat it, like, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
I do love it.
Well, anyway, shall we get into Que Dice Mi Gente? Because there was some funny comments.
Oh my God, yes. Let's talk about him.
Now, I do want to just say a quick thank you to everybody that just left very nice comments saying, like, guys, don't stress yourself out. Number one, most of us are doing stuff while we're watching. So, like, we're not noticing if Kathleen's glasses are disappearing. Thank you for saying that.
That's so sweet.
And people say that, though. And then, for instance, the last episode of Do We Know Them got uploaded at 480p. And a lot of people noticed and commented about it. So I'm like, I think people do
notice.
Okay,
that is so different, 480p versus, like, glasses occasionally disappearing.
I guess. But, like, I feel like people do intently watch. Some people say they just glance over. Like, they're doing their laundry or something. And then they glance over when it clicks and they hear, like, a picture or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God, I saw the comment that somebody said, oh my God, not them doing the Streisand effect on the glasses.
Oh damn, so true. Okay, this comment I actually sent to Kathleen because it made me giggle, I have to admit. Guccia ash, wait, she's commented before because we know the Guccia ashtray, remember, that you couldn't say the name either.
Oh yeah,
so she's definitely been in a Que Dice Mi Gente before. Anyway, it says, petition for Jesse to make an is it an antelope or a cantaloupe slideshow for Kathleen, like Kathleen did with donkeys and hippos. I'm obsessed with the chronic Disney creature related befuddlement on this podcast. Love my discombobulated queens. But then this really got me. Okay, she follows it up with a time code for, I don't remember what we were, God knows what we were talking about. She says, this entire conversation is low-key what I overhear at work, except I work at a retirement home, specifically looking after very sweet, but very confused, very cognitively impaired 80 to 90 year olds. God bless.
That's because we were going off about like Mufasa and the dam. Like,
Kathleen, what is fucking wrong with us? When I read that, I'm like, bro, I can't even, like, that is so accurate. I fear, what are we doing? Oh my God.
Oh my God, that was so accurate. No, and not only that, like, Jesse was telling me like the antelope thing, like over and over again. And then I'm literally like Googling it. Like 20 minutes in, I'm like Googling it. I'm like, it is an antelope. But after you literally just told me for like 15 minutes.
I mean,
straight.
That's, I just blame on your lack of being able to multitask. Like when I see you on your phone, I know I'm talking to myself and like they'll hear me, but you don't. But cognitively impaired actually took me the fuck out. That was so funny.
Fucking very funny. She said, you guys remind me of these
discombobulated
viejos at the retirement home that have dementia.
You know what though? That's going to be crazy when we're that age. Have you ever thought about that?
Oh yeah, I think about it all the time. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like literally gonna like, you're not like,
I'm gonna be fried. And I wonder like,
so fried,
what am I gonna be talking about? You know what I mean? Like, what's gonna be my thing? Because you know, like people get like stuck in cycles and stuff. Like my grandma had dementia, mm-hmm. and like they just kind of get stuck in like little worlds and stuff. Like, what's gonna be my world? You know what I mean? Can you imagine? You think we'll still have this podcast?
Of course. We're just gonna be like, we're gonna be like old and be like, what? Huh? The whole episode. And then everybody else is going to be old with us, so it's going to be fine. Sarah says, this has become a Disney misinformation podcast, and I love it.
Yeah, it really has. I'm over it, but like, I can't say there's not more to come. There probably will be.
Did you see that somebody commented like, oh my God, not Jessie saying that she's over the Disney lore while wearing a Mickey hat?
Okay, but that doesn't mean, guys, hello, it doesn't mean I'm over Disney. I'm over the Disney lore. Like, I no longer want to know if Christopher Robin wrote the fucking book or not. You know what I mean?
No, I get you. I get you.
JR Angel says, y'all gonna tell us to come to the Coca-Cola Roxy on a Friday and not show up till Sunday? To which I replied, just free your whole weekend up for us, please.
No, literally, literally.
Genuinely, guys, come on, we're gonna be there. We just don't know exactly when.
No, the funniest thing is that like I sent Jesse a message Wednesday morning and I said, okay, maybe we just like let them know on wherever you leave, like your little broadcast message, and like let them know, like, hey, like
wherever it is. Like, you literally don't know how YouTube works. Like, you don't know.
No, like, where is that? What is that? I don't even know what that is.
It's a community post and it goes in their subscription feed.
Yeah, never heard of it, never seen it, never used one before. So just know Jesse is the one writing the community
post. If it's a message from Kathleen, I copied and pasted it onto the community post, essentially. Yeah,
I made a little message. I'm like, here, post this on the community post, whatever, so they know that the episode probably won't go up until Friday. And Jesse responds, oh no, I'm determined to get that episode up tonight.
I said, I have big dreams. Don't worry, mama. I'm getting this episode up tonight. I was like, actually, it's not going up. Not at all.
No, I was like, tonight? We filmed it like yesterday, but okay. I said, you know what? If that's the faith you have, I believe you.
It's honestly because if I look at it from the aspect of like, if I had uninterrupted editing time, like if I could just sit at my computer for 6 hours, I can get this done, no problem. The problem is I can't do that. Can't do that, it turns out.
Of course
not.
You're a whole ass mother.
My favorite part is that now I have my office upstairs. People just come and bother me anyway. Or they tell me to come downstairs. I'm like, oh, okay, so... literally, what the fuck?
What are you gonna do? You're a wife and a mother.
I'm a wife and a mother. Yeah. But, you know, we did get it up, didn't we?
We did. And that's what matters.
And your glasses weren't disappearing.
I do look like a chia pet today, guys. I'm sorry. I have had the most stressful time at Lightsacker, as you know, that like I can't even bother to put on makeup anymore. Like, what is
makeup?
Well,
actually, you talked about that in the Patreon episode, too. You didn't really tell the main channel that essentially you're going through hell right now.
Oh my God, I'm going through actual hell with Lightslacker and the fulfillment center, guys. Like, we're transitioning out of the fulfillment center because the fulfillment center is the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Right.
And so we're transitioning out of it because like my customers come first, and like I'm waiting until all my inventory is out of there
to scorch them.
No, just to say my piece. I'm just gonna wait. But thank you so much for the support on Lightslacker and for helping me try to keep it in business, which is very difficult, very, very difficult when my 3PL is doing so bad.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this comment. Not Marilyn Manson conducting the killing of Taryn Shape.
No, I'm telling you, we really are 80 to 90 olds, just like fucking confused.
I have
bitches.
To say, does that ever happen to you? That happens to me a lot. What is that called? Where I mix the first letter, like her name is Sharon Tate and I called her Taryn Shate on the episode.
I do think that's called dyslexia. I actually do.
I don't think that's dyslexia because I don't have dyslexia.
How do you know?
Well, because isn't dyslexia where you like mix like when you're reading? Like when you're like doing when you're reading?
Writing, any sorts of things.
Talking? Talking? I don't do it when I'm writing or reading. I do it when I'm talking.
Oh, huh. Interesting. Can dyslexia just be well, don't let us know. You know, don't let us know. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think it's dyslexia. I think it's stupidity or something.
Yeah, I think actually now that you say that, dyslexia is just reading and writing. So maybe you just get confused.
Like, I noticed one time I went to go play Clue with my cousin and I was like, oh, do you want to clay Clue? And like, that was the first time that I said that. I was like, oh my God, What the fuck?
I might that play Clue. Because like you're just like tripping.
But that
up.
Happens to me a lot.
Oh.
A lot. Okay. I don't know. Thought I'd ask if there's any doctors in the comments.
I also don't think that's responsible though for why you said Marilyn Manson.
No.
That's a separate issue that we need to address.
That was a separate issue. I was mainly talking about the Terrence Shade. You know.
Right.
Oh my God, we have to do this next episode. Lindsay says, since this is the Just Complaining podcast, I think it would be a fantabulous idea to do your pet peeves.
Haven't we done that before?
No, we've done our icks. We did like our icks.
We've done our icks, red flags, things we hate. So every episode we talk about things we hate. Sure, I'm sure we can find some pet peeves. Come on.
No, literally one of the comments under that was like, girl, I feel that's every episode. That's literally what this podcast is about.
It really is our pet peeve podcast.
But I think it would be fun to give like our big meat. Wait, have we done
that? I'm pretty fucking sure we've done that because you said the girl with the eggs that she like fakes the eggs. Remember? Like she like eats the egg, but it's not real.
Oh my God, that it? I said that people who like do like fake content is like a huge pet peeve. Yeah. I even said the like when I say thank you to somebody and they hit me with
yes. No, we've definitely,
that is my,
like I feel like we've done this already.
Lindsay, we did this already. I don't know where or when, but I know we did.
Yeah, no, I vividly remember it. Well, not that vividly because I don't remember which episode it was, but I do remember we did that.
Okay, guess we're not doing that next episode.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, Shopify.
And I'm actually so excited for this sponsor because I've been using Shopify for my business at Lightslacker for years, since the start of my business. Which, by the way, if you guys don't know, Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the US. From household names like Rode, Rare Beauty, Skims, literally like the Kylie Jenner brand, all those like big popular brands, Lightslacker, come on.
Yeah, come on, Lightslacker.
Lightslacker, all those big, big, big juicy brands, they use Shopify.
Yeah, and you can get started with your own design studio, so it makes it super easy because they have hundreds of ready-to-use templates. They could even help you with things like finding customers with easy-to-run email and social media campaigns. So it's really a full package if you don't know where to get started with your new business.
And honestly, I think the best thing of Shopify, at least for me, because you guys know I'm a boomer, it's really, really easy to understand on the back end. As a first-time business owner, you know, I was trying to get my hands in there, and it's very, very hard because, you know, I don't do technology, but like Shopify makes it so, so easy and so like extremely easy to navigate.
And if you get confused at all, Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support.
So it's time to turn those what ifs into with Shopify today and sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/jkpod.
All you have to do is go to shopify.com/jkpod. That is shopify.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Shopify for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Well, anyway, that's all I have for Kaylisa Mijenta. Do you have anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Shall we get on to today's episode?
Yeah. So guys, here's the thing. We don't have an episode. So that's pretty much where we're at right now. But don't worry, we're about to razzle.
Yeah, we have no topics. Yes. So we're going to talk about our weekend. Woo!
Oh, well, yeah, that. But then also after, potentially, we're going to do a how well do we know each other quiz that came to me as a epiphany, or what is that called?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Then you know what? We do have a motherfucking topic.
Of course we do. Come on.
I do want to say something though. There is something I need to address.
Oh.
No, actually not something I need to address, but like I was watching the last episode and I know that I'm normally like a very fidgety person. Like I'm always like this, like in my chair, and like you're always just like sitting normal and I'm always like all over the place. But like I was just watching the last episode. I just sent you a picture. And like, why am I like this?
Yeah.
This is me the whole episode.
I know.
Like I sit like this all the time.
You sure do. When I'm trying to size, so like I'm trying to make sure one of us is not like ginormous and the other one is small and that we're spaced out like a decent amount, whatever. It makes it so hard because at one point in the episode, it'll be like totally fine. And then I turn and you're like doing cartwheels on your chair. I'm like, what's happening?
I know. Even while I'm watching, I'm like, girl, can you like relax and can you just like sit down? Like it pisses me off.
I mean, swivel chairs weren't the best idea for us, I must admit. That's kind of,
I actually love it. Like if it would have been if it would have been like a stiff chair, oh my God, it would have been worse.
Okay. Yeah.
I need to slide around. But I do want to show you this one picture to show you guys that things just never change, I fear. Oh my God, look at this picture I just found. Looking for the picture that I was about to show you guys. Oh my God, is that not Seam? This is when we went to an escape room.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is us. And look, that's Jordan. That's my friend Jordan. How crazy.
Oh yeah. I was like, where was this? This was in California.
Yeah, when we were in LA and it was like a dungeon that we went to. And we were like, what the fuck
am I wearing? What the fuck is that, mate?
Come on, it was the times, you know.
Was it the times? A jean jacket with a red and white striped dress? Was that the times?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
So the times.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually can't freaking find the picture in my phone. I have like 5,000 photos. But this is the picture I'm talking about. You can't see it.
Can you describe it to me
while you're editing? Well, it's just me sitting in that exact position of the screenshot, just like when I'm like seven years old.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
And I also wanted to show you that, like, my mom's couch, like the couch that I'm sitting on in this photo right here, is one of those couches that's covered in plastic.
Oh my God. No, I can't with the plastic couches. I mean, I know. Believe we were talking about that. I get it. My couch is already disgusting. But like,
no, but still, there's no.
Plastic just doesn't have a nice feel like home. Like, you're literally gonna like sweat, like your ass is gonna sweat when you're on your, you know, if you're wearing shorts, it's just not right, not homey.
Yes, I hated that couch with a burning passion in my soul. I fucking hated that couch. Anyway, so how was your weekend?
My weekend was fantabulous. It was my brother Jonathan's birthday, and we threw a, it's so crazy because he's obsessed with Star Wars, but he was born on May 2nd. Should have been born 2 days later, May 4th. Ugh. That would have been so slay. But that anyway, we did a whole Star Wars party. And at the end, we did, he did like this whole lightsaber show that he rehearsed. And I thought that he had previously rehearsed it with Joe because they do like a father-son duel. But I guess they didn't. Whatever, they improvised it. He ends up killing Joe. And Joe being like super dramatic, he had like a glow stick. He opened it and was like pretending that like it was like pouring out. You know what I mean? Like his guts. Bro, Amelie was traumatized. You don't understand, Kathleen. She's still talking about it. She goes, well, first of all, I had to hold her back. I had to hold her back because she was going, like she wanted to go like stab Jonathan. Like genuinely, she's like, why would you do that to Abu? I'm like, it's a show, Amelie. She can't handle that. The entire way
now.
She literally was like, why did he do that to Abu? And she just starts crying. And she's 100% an empath, bro. Like, for sure. Since she was a baby, like 6 months old, if she saw one of those videos that the iPhone makes, I feel like I've told you this before. You know how the iPhone makes like little movies with your old pictures?
Oh, yes. The little montage or whatever. With like a little song.
Yeah. She would cry since she was a baby. Like, she has so many emotions, which is beautiful and all that stuff. But like,
oh, that is beautiful.
She gets really affected. So she was like, just like not sobbing the whole way home, just like teared up. Just like, why did he do that to Abu? I don't like that. I never want to see a lightsaber show again. It was so bad. And whatever. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
did like Abu go up to her after and like hug her and be like, mommy, no, I was kidding. Come on.
Honestly, I don't know. Because like, she was not like sobbing after, you know what I mean? Like, and she was with the kids. But like, when I asked her, like, did you like the show? She goes, no, I didn't like it. And I was like, well, why not? And then she started telling me all the reasons why not. But then I told her, I'm like, you saw Abu after. Like, he's fine. He's not dead. She goes, but it was real. And I said, it wasn't real. It was just pretend. I think those lines blur in her head between real and pretend, and it was a lightsaber. Like, it wasn't like we had like fake blood, you know what I mean? But
oh my God, that's literally so funny, pobrecita.
She was devastated, I feel.
I wish, did you record it? I want to see Jonathan's, like, send it to me after. I would love to see this.
I have
like
all 30 minutes of it.
Oh my God, it went on for 30 minutes?
It went on for about like 25 minutes. Yeah, like he had like this whole rehearsal to the music. My favorite part was I was controlling the music, by the way. Last minute job thrown to me, I wasn't prepared for. So I was controlling it, and I would like, if he was talking, I would put the music down and like, you know, I was like really trying to do it. Bro, at one point he just looks at me and goes, leave the music up, like Jonathan did. I was like, oh my God, like, I'm sorry, fuck me for trying to like provide some production value here on the show. My favorite is the fucking intro, bro. Joe had to do the intro of this little script that Jonathan wrote, and instead of saying Jonathan Skywalker, he said Jonathan Stywalker. Like, if he's walking around
that
with a sty,
that destroyed Jonathan.
Probably he's like, these fucking people can't do anything right.
And now my Jedi and Sith friends, I would like to present to you a powerful warrior from a galaxy far, far away. Young Jedi Knight Jonathan Skywalker.
The music, the intro, what the fuck? Oh my gosh, that's, wait, did you guys throw, it was at Joe's house, like your mom's house?
It was, yeah, because, you know, some of the people that he knows and stuff is in the town that my mom lives in, which is a little bit further. We wanted to do it here at my new house because I just want to do everything here. I love it so much.
I mean, that is the place to do everything.
It really is.
I'm waiting for my invitation, in fact.
Oh, your invitation has been had. I've been giving you an invitation.
Wait, did you buy a pool table yet? Because Giovanni is my
okay, literally, like, that's like a really like intense prerequisite for you coming to my house. Like, I have to buy a pool table.
That is Giovanni's one requirement. He said, please.
No, yeah. We're definitely going to hop on that. Don't worry. But no, we did it at my mom's house. I did bring my Ninja Slushy. Guys, I am so fucking obsessed with my Ninja Slushy. Have I talked about that on the show yet?
You have not.
Sponsored, but wowzers. I have been eyeballing one for a very long time. And then one day I went to Target and it was on sale. Still fucking expensive. It's like almost $300.
A slushy? I've never even heard of this. A Ninja Slushy?
Okay, you can make anything a slushy in like 15 minutes. Like, no, you don't have to put extra shit in it. Like, if you make, let's say, like I put a bottle of rosé in there and then it's frosé.
Do you have to put the ice?
No, nothing. It just slushifies everything. It makes milkshakes, fraps. It has like a spiked slush setting. So guess what I make in there and is my specialty drink? The copycat recipe of the drink that we had in Paris.
La Vie en Rose?
Yes. And it's spot on.
Oh my God, I must go to your house.
So literally, I have La Vie en Rose whenever I fucking want. It's so good. So I made that, and then I brought the Ninja Slushy to my mom's house, and everybody was getting turned up.
Oh my God, what the fuck? I just miss everything.
Definitely, you do miss everything. And I mean, the fact that you're not coming to my dinner this weekend, I don't want to be dramatic, is ruining my life.
I was not invited to no dinner this weekend.
It's the one with the private chef.
Wait, why are you having a private chef dinner this weekend again?
For Mother's Day.
Oh yeah, your Mother's Day. I'm not a mother.
Yeah, yeah, well, there's one other lady who's not a mom. You're a mom to Porta.
I am a mom to Porta. But oh my gosh, send me pictures and stuff.
Absolutely will. I literally feel like I'm like Kim Kardashian. I was putting together everybody's gift bag. I said, wow, this is amazing.
Oh my God, you made gift bags and everything?
Gift bags. I bought a little tablescape to put in the middle. My mom's getting a florist to do like little centerpiece.
Oh,
I'm like, oh my God.
Did
Kim
you,
Kardashian? Is that you?
Yeah, no. Seriously, it looks like one of the Stormy parties.
Yeah. No, yeah, except they literally have those parties for their, like, one-year-olds. Just as a casual, like, half-birthday party.
That year that she did, like, Stormy World and it was, like, her whole face.
Okay, that, I didn't like that. That was disturbing.
That was crazy.
That was, it looks like some sort of seance. I didn't like it. If I see a big ad in me like that, like, ah, like, that would be so scary. Oh, my God, you guys. My ad in me is losing her bottom two teeth.
Oh my God, Jessie did text me this, but it was, you know, my grandma's 85th birthday and I fear I was drunk.
Oh my God, you were so hammered. She like literally died for the whole day.
I didn't answer her
at all.
And then like a few hours later, she's like, so what are we filming also? I didn't answer her. I was like, but oh my God, the fact that she's already losing a tooth, what the fuck?
No, losing two teeth.
Time flies.
So it's her bottom two. She's four. She turns five in November. But like I looked it up and that is technically like an early, like it's not early. Like some kids do lose their teeth at four. It's not like super uncommon, but Noah didn't lose his till he was like six.
My nephew Jaden lost his like at 3.5. I'm not kidding.
Oh my God. No, I was like tripping the fuck out because I was looking at her talking and I noticed the bottom one looked a little, you know what I mean? Like it looked a little like, and I was like, yeah, girl, let me see that really quick. She got so excited. She goes, is it wiggling? I said, yeah. She goes, oh, the tooth fairy's coming. And I said, yeah, tooth fairy's coming. And then she asked me, I felt so bad. She asked me in bed, she goes, does the tooth fairy watch me? And I said, no, girl, she don't watch you like that. Don't worry about that. Like, I feel like it's such a, like, why do we lie to our kids so much?
I know, but it puts magic in their lives.
I guess. I did order a special custom coin from the Tooth Fairy.
That's so cute. Like, I know, like, hindsight, you know, whatever, sure. But, like, I loved being a kid and believing in all that shit.
Oh, my God. You know what? You told me somebody in your life, I don't remember, that there was a kid that didn't want to grow up, that was saying, like, that they didn't want to grow up.
Dito, yeah, Melissa's
son.
Oh
my God. And bro, Amelie has started that.
Oh no.
Yeah, she has. I literally asked her, I'm like, what do you want to be when you grow up? She goes, I don't want to grow up. And I don't want you to get old. And daddy, I don't want daddy to get old. And I just was like, oh girl. I said, but time eats our ass up. That's what happens. Like my dad is getting older and I'm like, he wasn't like, that's not supposed to happen. Like, I know it is supposed to happen, but like, it's just not. Like, those are our parents.
I don't even like to think about that. Like sometimes when I look at my mom, I'm like, oh my God.
When I listen to Stop This Train by John Mayer, you need to put me on some sort of watch because that song sends me into oblivion. I love it so much. It's one of the most beautiful songs I think ever written. But like,
it is. I know I can't deal with it. I can't deal with our parents and our grandparents getting hello. Like my grandmother turned 85 yesterday.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh, how did this happen? She is like one of my favorite people in the entire world. The thought of my grandmother
no
being 85. I can't. It's just so crazy. She like sobbed hysterically. Like we threw her a surprise birthday party. And as she was like walking up and she saw like everybody there, she was just like sobbing and sobbing and sobbing.
What's her sign?
So cute. Of course. Her birthday was...
Oh, yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. It's so hard because time is single-handedly one of the scariest things ever and also just a figment of our imagination and whatnot. But...
Oh, yeah. Time isn't real, but...
It's so humbling and then also very, very beautiful at the same time. Makes you realize like we need to appreciate the time we do have because everybody's going to get old.
Yeah, 100%. Like Emilia right now, we were talking to her about it because she wants to like really drastically change her hair. Like really drastically. She wants to do like some bob with like the silver. She wants to do some
crazy shit.
Thing. Yeah. And Stephanie's like, bro, do it now while you're young to do it. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
for real.
You're living your life. Yeah. It's just hair. That shit, like, it'll grow. It'll come back. Like, fuck it. Like, live while you can. Because, you know, if you're lucky, you'll be old one day. And then what?
Yeah. No, literally. And, like, something like that. Like, at least you have hair. People don't have hair. They can't even dye it. Like, just dye. Who cares? Fuck I'm it. Saying that because I'm definitely balding, by the way. Definitely. I've been like chugging my Mary Ruth liquid vitamin with my fingers crossed.
Let me tell you how that Mary Ruth liquid vitamin is life-changing.
Yeah, hopefully.
I drink the one, the almond cookie one, because like I hate the liquid one, how it tastes. The almond cookie butter one is really delicious.
Really? I don't think the orange really one like is that it. Bad. It just like kind of tastes like orange and vitamins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It does, it does. I love the cookie butter one. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but it does help you grow your hair for sure.
Oh, hell yeah, hell yeah. I have bought multiples. Like I have noticed here in my entradas, I have like a bunch of baby hairs growing out that weren't there before. Like I swear by that
Okay, yeah. I'm going to definitely stay on that regimen. And then Chuck I use like the Vega more like hair serum and stuff. I think it's partially my extensions. And also, I don't know if I am losing hair. I just think that like also moving to this new house, no, it's not the mold. The like the floor in my bathroom is really, really light and I could see all my hair. And my other floor was gray. And I'm just like, I bet you I was losing the same amount of hair and I just didn't notice.
For sure. For sure.
You know?
And honestly, like Jesse, if you saw my hairbrush in the shower,
no, my hairbrush is my hair, so bad.
Bro, it kind of scares me. I'm like, holy fuck.
Every time it scares me. Because so like much. Clumps will come out too. Like it'll just be like a knot clump. And I'm like, oh. And then I also kind of like trip myself out. And I'm like, I think I noticed like some. It's thinned out a little bit for sure. For sure.
But it is because of your extensions.
Like, yeah. But I can't take them out. I will like have no will to live.
No. And you know what? You do.
No. Like genuinely, I can never go back. So like we got to figure something out. You know what I mean? Like I love my extensions. Really so back? No, I can't, bro. I can't. I have two pieces of hair, Kathleen. I can't. How am I ever supposed to feel va-va-voom like the Leo that I am?
But the Leo
without
does,
extensions.
Does,
you know. Like this is me. This know, is who I am. You. Like I like that I can't have a drink with a straw in it without my hair flicking it away and I don't even know where my straw went because my hair has a mind of its own. Like that's so slay. Like I love that, bro. Literally at Jonathan's party, I was sitting in front of like, I guess the charcuterie plate was behind me, bro. I was knocking crackers all over the place with my hair.
With your hair?
It literally just like I turn and my hair's like swoop, and like, you know, crackers fly. Like I love that. Come on, what a statement.
No, that is awesome for a Leo for sure. But I mean, what if you give it a break here and there? Like what if you like took it out for a while, give it a break and then put it back in?
Yeah, if I have like a really good wig that I could wear in the meantime. Like I'm not going back to my hair. Bro, it's worse now, Kathleen. You cannot compare it. You can't compare it to the old Dewey.
Because I was going to say, I was watching the most recent Do We Know Them episode and Lily put in a clip of you and her like on Clever TV and your hair was like really short. And I was like, oh my God, that's literally Jesse from Vine. How weird to see you like in that. It was just so interesting. But your hair looks good. What are you talking about?
Okay, like, it's thinner than that now because of my extensions. It was short. Like when she takes them out to move them up, I'm like, wow. I have nothing. Like, literally, I have no hair.
Are you
hair
sure
left.
It's not like an optical illusion? Like, maybe you think, hold on, maybe you think your hair is getting thinner because obviously you have all these extensions in. So when she takes them out to put them higher, it's like you think it.
No, it's like just, for sure less hair than I started with. Like, for sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Listen, I've been in denial about this long enough, but I'm pretty sure it's thinning a little bit. If you guys comment that I need to take out my extensions, I'm canceling this show. Guys, I won't do it. I won't do it. I really won't. And it's like, they're not super comfortable. Sometimes like at night, like it'll be like in a weird.
I don't know how you do it, dude.
I know, bro. I don't know how and sometimes they are very comfortable. And sometimes the position that she puts them in will just not be the most comfortable. And so like this last remove up or whatever the fuck is a little bit bothering me on this side, even in my bonnet. So like I have to like sleep in a certain way. I will do
it. Oh, no.
I'll do it till I die. Do you understand?
My brain. What?
I'll do it till I die.
No, I can't have any sort of discomfort. Like, that's all my brain will think about. I will start moving it. I'll start touching it. Like, it's all I will think
about. No, because the sleigh outweighs the pain. You know what I mean?
Don't you go back and be like, hey, you, like, did this side a little bit too intense. Like,
no, I just let her kind of, like, vibe out. Like, like just okay. Do whatever you need to do, queen. Like, I don't tell literally nothing. I say nothing. Yeah. Nothing at all. I don't give any quarrels
or
anything.
How long have you been doing this?
So this is my second bundle. So, or like, I don't know what this is called. Is it a bundle? Like two bundles of hair? Whatever. I bought like a bunch of packs of hair and then she mixed the colors and stuff. Second time I've done that.
Okay.
I change them every year. I've had extensions, I think, for like 2 years now.
Oh, that's not bad at all. I thought you were doing it longer.
No, right? Like totally. Like I have at least 10 more years before I need to give it a break.
I don't know about 10 more years, but you got some time before you need to give it a break.
No,
sure.
No, I can't.
Yeah, like in 5 years, you can give it a break.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. I definitely think I will need a wig.
No, you won't.
Yes,
all you
I
need
will.
To do is take your Mary Ruth vitamin and then really, really massage, do the scalp treatments with the oils.
Okay, like, but if I do the Mary Ruth and do all of that, then I don't ever need to take out my extensions because I'm going to be slaying so hard.
Okay, then yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You just have to make sure that your stuff is not thinning. You know what I mean? Like you really have to put Since you want extensions, you just have to work extra hard okay. in keeping your hair.
Listen,
thicker.
I'm willing to do that.
Well, you must start. You got to start, girl.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got your oils.
I don't think you're supposed to use oils because then it'll make it slip right on out. My extensions.
No. Oh, your extensions?
Yeah, but I use like a serum, a hair growth serum that's like not oily.
Okay, a hair growth serum, and you're applying it to your scalp like every day.
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, you're good. You're slaying. Oh plus, God, you're married.
That's what I thought. Yeah, exactly.
You're so good.
Well, anyway, shall we get to our how well do we know each other quiz that I made up and I hope exists online and that we could find?
Yeah, let's get it. Oh my God. That mold girl.
A girl, I know. It sounds like shit.
I'm just kidding. It's not mold, bro. You just have a cough. Like,
no, it sounds so bad. It sounds so bad.
No, but the fact that you're... Not only did you get a mold, dog. Okay. So let's like... You're good. The fact that you legit think it's mold... I don't even want to know what you would be thinking right now if you didn't have that mold, dog.
Okay. These quizzes... Not the 400 question quizzes. Like, can we just be chill about this?
No, stop it.
So this isn't per se a quiz that I found that is for the purpose, but it's kind of like one of those like, who knows me better, where it's supposed to be like... me and like your partner type of thing, like, or like you and Nassim to try to see like who knows me better type of thing.
Okay,
but I'm just gonna ask you obviously to see like if you know things about me.
Okay, let's see, let's try this.
Yeah, because Kathleen claims that we've always been friends before this podcast. Remember the whole thing?
Yeah, don't fucking get me started on this shit again. Man, I put in a fucking compilation of all the videos that we've done together for the years and years and years, and how we're
no
such
I'm just
friends.
Kidding. No, 100%, we were just so wasted in those videos. We were very 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 drunk, and we were just like busy having like a good old time. We've always had a great time together, but we were always just like, you know, drunk and in your pool or something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, enjoying quality time with one another.
Yeah, but not like talking about like
life and shit.
How many
yeah,
siblings yeah. you have and shit. You know what I mean? I found that out through this podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
Exactly. Yeah, which maybe. Is just at a deeper level. God, here we go again. Okay, we're going to answer it for each other. Okay, so.
Okay, yeah, that's what I figured. Okay.
Where did I go to college?
You did not go to college.
My God, you stupid bitch. Yes, I did.
Did you?
Oh. One semester at Miami-Dade. You knew that.
Oh my God, I literally didn't.
No,
sorry. We might have talked about it. Where did I go to college?
You didn't.
Correct.
Okay, I was like, I'm pretty sure we're both uneducated.
Before we go any further, we want to quickly thank our next sponsor, Honeylove.
If you don't already know, you must be new here, okay? Because Honeylove makes my favorite bras to ever exist. Ask me if I'm wearing one right now. I dare you.
I bet you are. Yeah. Are you?
I am. But now they also make my favorite sports bras to ever exist because, oh my God, I didn't realize before how uncomfortable sports bras really are. They're meant to be comfortable, I guess, because you're working out in them, but they squeeze you, they squish you, and it just feels suffocating.
Dude, I can go off about this topic on how I think like so many of these big brands, like big known brands, have the most uncomfortable sports bras, and it's so annoying. But let me tell you, the Honeylove sports bras slap.
They do. And it makes sense because they were designed for, yes, working out, but also for all day wear. And like, yeah, I like to work out and then stay in my athleisure. Or I like to not work out at all and just stay in athleisure all day, you know?
Yeah, I love to not work out in my athleisure, I gotta be honest.
And the straps don't dig into your shoulders or neck. The band doesn't roll up. I mean, I can go on and on. It's truly such a thoughtfully designed sports bra. It makes sense because a woman designed it.
Mm-hmm. And you don't get that uniboob effect that sometimes those other bras give you. You know what I'm saying?
And I feel like this is pretty unique for a sports bra. It has an easy hook and eye back, so you don't have to like put it over your head like most sports bras and like kind of wrestle and wiggle into it.
And I mean, Honeylove doesn't just make sports bras and regular bras. They also make shapewear. They've built a full line of like tanks, bodysuits, and underwear with supportive structure, smoothing fabrics, premium finishes. They really have a lot.
So treat yourself to the most advanced bras and shapewear on the market and use our exclusive link to save 20% off at honeylove.com/jkpod.
That's honeylove.com/jkpod.
And then after you check out, they're going to ask how you heard about them, and it helps us out a lot if you let them know the JK Podcast sent you. And thank you so much to Honeylove for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. So I went to one semester in Miami-Dade. I got financial support and what is it called, like FAFSA? So I was like,
financial
okay.
aid.
Yeah, financial aid. Yeah. So I was like, okay, perfect. But I, guys, oh man, me and school are like oil and water. I fear.
No, actually.
They have my name on the most wanted list of financial aid. They said, never let this bitch back in again. Because I literally, like, I tried, but I only ended up going to my human sexuality class because I really enjoyed it.
Oh my God, I have heard this story. I've heard this story.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to do math. Like, I already graduated. Why am I still doing math? Like, I'm sorry, I can't.
No, honestly, I didn't take my SATs in high school.
Yeah.
Because everybody was like, this is the score you need for college. And I said, okay, I'm not doing that.
No, I didn't take that either. And like, why would I? Like, what is the point?
I don't need it.
I remember thinking, like, all the test taking in school needs to be abolished. Like, what a stressful misrepresentation of how educated somebody actually is.
Exactly. Because a lot of the times people are really smart, whatever. And sometimes you could just be like very anxious during tests.
Or like you don't have like zero memory retention. Like, you're like that guy in 51st Dates that forgets everything after 10 seconds.
Yeah. So like tests are very, very hard for me. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's such bullshit. I mean, shouts out to everybody who went to school and loved it and all that stuff. But like, let me tell you something. School is just not one size fits all. And I did not fit in that hole, I will tell you. What's a show I can watch over and over again and never get tired of?
A show you can watch over and over again and never get tired of?
For you, it's Friends, right?
Right, of course.
That's so easy.
It is. For you, it's Righteous Gemstones.
I don't know if I could say I could watch it over and over again, never get tired of it.
The thing is that, you know, my memory is really bad and I don't remember what your other two favorite shows of all time are.
Wow, from our literal last episode, you don't remember that?
Yeah, literally last episode. But wait, Righteous Gemstones, and then I don't remember what the other two are.
Game of Thrones.
Oh my God, duh, that's your favorite show of all time.
I could definitely watch Game of Thrones over and over again, I feel like, and not get bored of it. Like, I really, yeah, I really, like, yeah, really, really,
that's
really
my answer.
Show. Okay, well, because I just literally told you that.
So. No, but like, had a good memory, I would have said that.
Right. Yeah. It's your memory, as usual.
Oh, so far, too, I've gotten two wrong and you've gotten two right. Guess you know me a little more than I.
Yeah. Or is it that I know you or that I can just remember the things that you say?
I think so. What's my favorite color?
Oh, fuck. God damn it. Hold on. Well, I feel like right now, isn't it the butter yellow? Like, I feel like it changes. Okay, wait.
Right now, I really am into butter yellow. I will say it really.
Wait,
am.
Why do I feel like I actually should know your favorite color? Oh, fiddlesticks. It's not gonna be like pink.
That's my least favorite color.
Yeah, it's gonna be like blue.
Ooh, close. Red.
Oh.
I love red. I love wearing red lipstick. I love red clothes. Wow. I just love red. Do you have a favorite color? Green? Do you have a favorite
green? Color? Ew. Gross. Whoa. Color of boogers?
Blue?
No. I love pink and purple. Come on. I'm okay. A girly girl. Come on. Light pinks, like pastel pinks and purples make me very, very
why
happy.
Why would I say green?
Never no, seen like literally, like, why did wear green? Because you saw the green screen? Maybe?
I don't know. It's just the first thing I thought of, I guess.
This was kind of hard. What would a perfect day for me entail?
A perfect day for you entail? A perfect day would be being on your back porch, having a barbecue on a Saturday with your kids and your friends and your family.
Yeah, actually. But that's just the end of the day, right? Like, what's the beginning of the day? Like, tell me the whole day.
Oh, okay. Like, you wake up, somebody brings you coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody brings you coffee, really, really good, delicious coffees. Make, like, a polymer clay magnet and like, you know, okay, for lunch. And that little Asian place you like by your house with the really good noodles. You know, order some of that.
Yeah, come on. Come through, Tindrum.
You know.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty accurate.
Do you still do? When was the last time you did a polymer clay magnet?
Bro, and forever, because literally the move and shit. I had to move my cart. I had to take everything out, then put it all back. It was a fucking mission. So, like, I haven't done magnets.
I know. I haven't done them in forever either.
I want to. I don't want to lose my luster. You know what I mean?
Me neither. I did it the other day when I was making them with Annie, and I'm like, I gotta bring my spark back.
Yes. I feel the same way. Did we just buy too much shit, like dive into too hard?
You for sure.
No, you have all the same shit I do, bitch.
Yeah. It took me about 7 months to gather all of that. It took me about 7 days.
Yeah, that's true. I think I went too hard too fast.
But I think that would be your perfect day. Am I correct?
No, yeah. I think that's correct. Okay, for you, perfect day. Wouldn't it also be somebody bringing you coffee? In the morning?
I mean, sure. I love somebody bringing me anything. God bless.
Shit. What would you do during the day? You would hang out outside with Porter?
Yeah, honestly. Honestly, our days are very similar.
You just like to be outside, like, with family and friends. Like, I feel like we both just like to, like, spend time with people we love.
Yeah, like, for real, I would maybe throw in some music and, like, reading into mine, and then, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Read a good book outside on a sunny day in, like, a hammock or something. Ugh. Beautiful. What position do I sleep in?
Up? Like this?
Yeah, it's actually a trick question. I sleep all over, I fear. I sleep left, right, back. You me too. Sleep. Me too. Do you switch around too? Yeah, I don't remember. Because
I'm usually like on my side, or I'm like up in the top.
You sleep like a vampire though, like so quiet.
I don't toss and turn a lot.
No, you don't snore like, either. That's like literally such a privilege. Like, do you understand how lucky you are genuinely to not snore? It is so fucking embarrassing.
Sometimes I do.
Snore.
It's not, bro. Everybody snores. Like, bro, just like traumatized.
I woke up from fucking in Orlando and like everybody was like, wow, couldn't sleep because you're fucking snoring. Like, that's so embarrassing. Not you. You're okay. It was just
this
Abby.
This is the craziest part. We shared Abby. A bed. Yeah. Janice didn't even say anything. So me and Jesse shared a bed and then Abby and Janice shared the other bed. So Abby was on the other bed and I was right next to Jesse. And I did not hear her snore while I was asleep. And when we woke up, Abby was like, wow, Jesus Christ, Jesse.
Well, Janice said, like, I had to put in my headphones. And, like, that is, like, just so humiliating.
That's so dramatic.
It really is.
So dramatic. Honestly, it's kind of, I feel like it's kind of like a sound machine. I kind of like someone snoring next to me.
I don't. Like, if Nassim falls asleep silence. First, it like, actually pisses me off.
Okay, hold on. There's a difference. You're, like a princess snorer. You know what I mean? Like, it's a nice, like, soft
That's really
snore.
Sweet.
Like, a man snoring next to me is very different.
Okay, this is a hard question. It says, am I a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person?
Oh my god, you're definitely a glass half full.
You think so? After all the complaining we've done on this podcast,
that is so different. Us, like, you know, talking shit and whatever, you are 100% a glass half full kind of person.
Oh my god,
whenever we've had like, let's say like an issue, like let's say a Disney or like plans go wrong or whatever, Jesse's very much like, you know what? It's going to work out. Que sera, sera. Like, it'll work out. We'll do it. Well, you know, you're not a Debbie Downer at all.
Oh my God. Wow. That's really, really sweet. I kind of think the same thing for you. I don't think you're a glass half empty person.
No, I don't think so. Sometimes like I can get like in my feelings and then be like, oh, everything sucks and the world sucks. And you know, but.
Yeah, but I feel like you don't linger very long in those places.
Yeah, I don't.
There are some people who live in those places and that's their whole life.
No, not me, girl.
Because like I genuinely, like, if you want me to like live this life and make it through my whole life, like I can't live like that. Because if I have like a lack mindset or everything sucks and like no matter how much I have, it's never enough because something else is going wrong, I will have nothing to live for. Like I genuinely will.
Exactly.
So like no matter how bad shit has gone, and I can like have bad moments for sure, like especially like financially when there's been times where I've been struggling really bad and I'm just like, oh my god, like this fucking sucks, but I can't do it too long. Like I can't, yes, I'm still experiencing that thing, but I can't linger in it because then I'm just like, okay, then what am I gonna do, jump off a cliff?
Exactly. Like I have to keep going, right? I'm not gonna kill myself.
Exactly. And, like, exactly, like we have one
have
option
to
here.
I have to make the best of it. It's okay to be miserable in those moments and linger. Like I'm not kidding, for me, for real, every time I have my period, like I am a whole other human. And,
okay,
like,
yeah,
I'll just see a leaf fall. I see a leaf fall and I'm like, oh, it's a plant. But it's okay to like be in those moments because it's important, you know, to sit in your feelings and feel those things. But then, you know,
100%.
Just fucking let it wash off your back and keep moving.
Like I want to like at the end of my life, look at my life zoomed out and just be like, okay, like 80% of that was like super slay. Like I really had a good time, even if I was having a bad time. You know what I mean? 20% of the time was doom and gloom. But like that's the percentage I could deal with to have a life worth living in my eyes.
I agree. Listen, as long as like the people around me are good and healthy, like the people I love are healthy and here, and you know, we're all good. Like I can get through anything.
Yeah.
I can get through a fucked up 3PL. I can get through lights like going under or whatever. I hope.
Yeah, those are the things that really try you in life when people have health issues, when there's like heavy shit like that. Those are the things that attack your spirit. But even that, like, unfortunately, like even people who like have cancer and stuff, like they have to find good in those moments because it's so hard on your spirit. Like even for your healing and like all that stuff, it's like we gotta try to find a way, guys. This world sucks.
I know, and it's really hard to stay positive in such a shitty world, especially recently. Like the world has just been shittier than ever.
Absolutely.
And so it is hard.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's just perspective, I guess, because especially if you have mental illness like us, we gotta be careful, girl. We gotta really be careful with the way we perceive everything, because
we could just slip right into something and never come back.
Why would you say that?
That's my fear.
If I could time travel, would I travel to the past or the future?
If you could time travel, would you travel to the past? Well, what kind of past? Like your past?
Like, or like the world's past.
Oh, then I think you would go to the past.
Where would I go?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't think you'd go to the future.
Why?
Would you?
I don't know.
Because that's scary. I guess I'm just talking like if I'm answering the question.
No, yeah, no. I guess, I don't know. I feel like I would want to go to the future, but that is terrifying, especially considering everything. I just feel like I'm just going to go to the future. It's just going to be flames. All the rich people on the moon and everything is just in flames. I'm like, what just happened?
I'm curious to know if you can go and time travel to like one moment in history and like witness it in person, what would it be?
I don't know, because every time I think about, that's why I was like, I don't know that I would like to go to the past, because I don't really want to be a woman in the past. You know what I'm saying?
No, this you're just visiting. You're just watching. You're not living there. You're not living
there. Oh, like you're literally not present. Like you're just like a ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're just visiting a moment in time. Like, okay, if you could like witness, like you were physically there, bystander, whatever, to witness something in, what would it be?
Bro, I literally, maybe like, I don't know, somebody, like a singer who's dead in concert or something. My brain, when I have to answer something on the spot sometimes with filming, like it'll like replay something or like there's just like an intrusive thought that I can't get rid of.
Me.
And literally when you kept saying that, like, where would you go? My fucking brain kept going to the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. But I don't want to go there.
I was just going to. Oh, my God.
Is that what you were thinking?
Jesse, I was just going to. No, mine was John F. Kennedy. But I swear to you, I was just going to tell you that, like, I don't know why, for some reason, like, I don't want to be in the crowd when he gets shot in the car.
No, same. My brain literally kept saying, Abraham Lincoln getting assassinated. Abraham Lincoln. And I'm like, I don't want to go there. Oh, I don't want to go there at all.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if our intrusive thoughts were, like, the portal to time travel? And we just show up and we're like, ah! We're, like, right next to Abraham Lincoln in the theater getting killed. And you're like, how the fuck?
Bro.
We end up here.
I'm very thankful that our intrusive thoughts don't control anything in our life. Because, wow.
Oh, my God. I'm so thankful.
That's why I couldn't think of something, because it kept going in my brain. And I was like, I'm not going to say that, brain, because that's a very weird thing to say.
They do say that there's a lot of links to John F. Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln's assassination.
Well, like, maybe if I was there, I could stop him. Like, stop John Wilkes Booth? Or would that be, like, the butterfly effect, and then everything would get even worse?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think we're going to have to let bygones be bygone and let John Wilkes Booth
I'm very scared of that. Like, the idea of, like, going into the past and changing something and everything being different.
Oh, I would never.
The movie Butterfly Effect traumatized me, actually.
The only thing I would do, I'm not even going to lie to you. I know that it would change a lot, but like I would go, this might be controversial, but I'd go and I would kill baby Hitler and suffocate him to death. I would. If I had that opportunity right now.
First of all.
I think that's the only thing I would change in history.
I understand what you're saying. First of all, I don't think that's controversial per se.
I mean, he's a baby.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. There's no reason you need to go back to when he was a baby. Because that's like, you're going to have to go back and like kill a child.
You know what?
Like go to when he's a teenager or something and kill him.
Oh my God, and kill a teenage boy? That's still kind of like.
Worse than a baby.
No.
Like, even though it's Hitler, like, you know, it's still bad. Okay, we need to get off of this conversation.
You're right. You should probably just go back to, like, right before he's becoming Hitler.
And punch
like,
his
as
mom?
A full-grown man and then, like, just kill him. No,
we
can kill him.
Oh, yeah. No, why
punch
did I say
his mom?
That? No, I don't know. I don't even know where you work.
What? Which, speaking of, like, who is Hitler's mom?
Good question. I don't know. Isn't it crazy that, like, the only people, I saw this on TikTok, it kind of blew my mind. The only people on Earth are mothers and their children.
I saw that.
That is crazy.
On TikTok, it was a cute little video. Like, this world is just full of mothers and their children.
And someone was and like, that's somehow. Very comforting. And I'm just like, but it's still not, because some of their children are demons. Unfortunately. Not mine, though, but y'all stay safe.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like, men exist and women give birth to them.
Right. That is true. Noah's an angel, I will say. But, you know, all the other
he
men.
He is an angel. He is.
Okay. Anyway. Well, I don't know. That was pretty much all the questions. So we slayed that.
Wow, I feel like I don't know you at all.
No, I feel like we totally do know each other.
These were weird questions.
No, yeah, they were weirder. They were like hypotheticals. Like when one of them was like, if I was a superhero, like, what would I be? I don't fucking know. Like, would you wouldn't fly.
Do you even know what you would be?
I would be like, I would like to like control things with my mind, like Jean Grey.
I would definitely, you said fly for me. I would definitely fly.
What? You'd be too scared.
No, if I knew, okay, hold on. If I could fly and I knew guaranteed, like I wouldn't fall out of the sky. Like
you're not scared of heights?
If it was from a power source where like I could not fall.
Like just the sheer being high to me is very terrifying.
No, that doesn't scare me.
Oh my God. My dad lives in a high rise. And when I'm on his balcony, like the feeling I get, like it's soul crushing pain when I look down. And like if Amelie's anywhere near that balcony, like it's just,
no,
it's
different.
So hard for me to look down. Like I'm so terrified of heights. Horrible.
I learned something new every day about you.
There you go. Yeah, I guess you really don't know me at all. Anyway.
Yeah.
We should retake this test in like a year and actually make. So I saw some.
Like, how about we get like a real test?
Yeah, I was about to say, I saw some that like take preparation. That's why we didn't do them. But like essentially, like you go in, you answer it about yourself, and then the other person takes the test. So like we should do that in like 6 months. Let's like gather intel on each other and like actually try to be friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like we'll like take that test and see what happens.
I think that's a good idea.
Let's do that. Okay, guys. Well, I know today was a little random for an episode. Some ranting and raving.
Yeah. I mean, as usual.
As usual. But like we've said a million times, lots of transitions happening in our life right now. We are just trying to get by and make episodes while we're doing it. So that's what we're doing right now.
Which, speaking of which, you know how we always say, guys, that we get together in person once a month? Are you coming to Miami in May?
Okay, I want to. Yeah, and Abby was saying, like, she really needs to, like, go somewhere.
Is she coming?
Quite often. Yeah, maybe we'll come together.
Oh, my God. Bring her to Miami. That'll be so amazing.
I think that would be amazing. Yeah, I could probably do...
You'd come with the whole gang?
A little weekend. No, I would probably not come with Ademi.
No? Would you come with Nassim?
No, I'd just come, like, me and Abby.
Oh, like you and Abby?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess I'm going to go to Miami in May, and we'll film something in person, allegedly.
Yes. No, it'll be so fun.
Yeah.
And then in June, I'll probably go to Georgia.
Yeah, I'll definitely have a pool table by then. Come on. But anyway, guys, that is pretty much it. Bear with us as we get everything, you know, together while our lives are falling apart.
Yeah, like actually.
But anyway, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. And as always, we will see you next week.
Or we won't.
JK.
Bye.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.